Today we take a look inside another old piece of equipment, this time a Denver CAD 350 car radio. After a brief presentation of the interior, I'll try to run the LCD display from inside, using the PT6523 controller already present there, which I'll control from an Arduino via a simple serial protocol. This will be the next topic in the series in which I show how old electronics can be practically used for interesting DIY constructions carried out as part of learning and fun. At the outset, it may be worth recalling the other topics in the series, although the list below is not even complete. I have already implemented a little of these games, LCD from scrap, BL5566, and Arduino. I2C, UART control from PC. Run the controller and BLDC motor from a floppy drive without knowing the pins. Teardown of the HP DeskJet D1360 printer and an example of using its parts from an Arduino. Interior of the United 7071 DVD player. Use of parts from an Arduino. Interior of HP DeskJet 99CXI C6455A and use of power supply and inverter. Display of 7-segment tuner, running with Arduino. Sliding register. Old Catherine SAT tuner, interior. Use of parts, playing with PAL. Old Acer Surf USB ADSL modem, interior. Using inverters from inside. Running a BLDC motor from a floppy drive from Arduino. Original driver from PCB. Old Wiwa HD DVD.128U, interior. SM1628B, display and keyboard support. The second life of switching power supplies from old CRT TVs. The AS115 LED display and keyboard controller on I2C. Arduino. Examples. Pulse power supply from EPS112E printer. Schematic, modification, smooth regulation. Let me remind you of the rules of the game. I get equipment from junk for free, and then try to recover or run something useful from it. Interior of Denver CAD 350. It's time to take a closer look at what I was able to find this time. Denver car radio, capable of receiving FM 87.5 to 108 MHz and playing music from disc. The sticker describes the connections to the ISO connector. These connectors on the back are RCA. The front is removable. I don't know why they were designed that way. Maybe someone sitting in the car will explain it. The panel with buttons and LEDs is rather not interesting to us. We continue unscrewing the case. We can already see the LCD display. Inside of the radio, dismantling the heatsink from the audio amplifier. From what I can see, the TDA7384 is playing here. 4x35 watts. This must have played pretty well. This could be used for DIY, but I'm not as interested in audio as I am in, for example, microcontrollers. A glance at the underside of the PCB shows us that virtually everything here is THT mounted, with only a few major ICs surface soldered. Let's take a moment for the CD player. Samsung 9226X01 and S5L8310W. The chips themselves designed for the CD player. Nothing interesting. The K4S161622H, on the other hand, is an SDRAM, but we're not likely to find it useful either. Too many lines are needed to talk to it. More cool are flash and EEPROM memories, which can be found in monitors, often in SO8 cases, or there, those from older TVs, still in DIP8 with I2C or SPI interfaces. Sometimes you can also remove a fairly powerful laser diode from them. But that's from DVD recorders. Here I'd rather not count on one. Rather nothing useful. Back to the rest of the radio. This is what the PCB freed from the inside looks like. By the FM head I see LA1140, the IF, intermediate frequency handling circuit. On the edge of the PCB, covered by capacitors, is a related circuit, also from audio, LA3370, PLL FM multiplex stereo demodulator. On the bottom of the PCB is still a separate processor responsible for audio. PT2313L. It can be controlled via I2C interface. The entire radio is controlled by SDongsung NEW791JW541A. Alas, without a datasheet, but you can guess from the tracks that it controls both LCD via SPI, via PT6523, and audio, both CD player, amplifier, and radio. It's still worth noting the mysterious element at the power supply, which turns out to be a coil, probably against interference. Most interesting to me, however,